All right, everybody, what is happening? It is a Friday here on Kaplan and Crew, and we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios like I like to do before all these broadcasts. For those of you that are watching on YouTube and listening on audio podcasts, I like to just mention our sponsors. So I'll start with 7 Mile Casino. You know, I was saying, Alex, that on Sunday, I'm going down to Chula Vista for my girlfriend's parents, like pre-Thanksgiving kind of thing. But it turns out that on Saturday, my daughter Jillian has a soccer game at Mesa College, which is a playoff game. So, you know, win and we move on, lose and our season's over. And then my other daughter, Jaden, who plays on the field hockey team at Torrey Pines, they're playing in the championship game of the CIF. And that is actually down in Chula Vista on Saturday. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to divide and conquer. I'm going to start off on Saturday by visiting our friends from West Coast BBQ Shop, westcoastbbqshop.com. And this is my man, Brian Bushfield. Since 2012, he's been around the show. 2330 Proctor Valley Road. If you are thinking in advance of Thanksgiving, you want a new grill, a new big green egg, some kind of a smoker, or if you're looking for like sauces and rubs, West Coast BBQ Shop, 2330 Proctor Valley Road in Chula Vista. That's the place to go. I'm going to stop by and say hello on Saturday at BBQ Shop. Oh, you are going?
Yeah.
You are. You're going to go check it out and test and see what you can find?
Yes. I got a couple things to do. So I'm going to have a car that's going to be open and available if I need to transport something home. So I'm just going to knock it out today.
All right. I like it. WestCoastBBQShop.com. That's going to be my Saturday. Then on Sunday, when I head back to Chula Vista, man, I got a lot of schlepping to do. But it's better to keep it in San Diego County than schlep up to L.A. 7 Mile Casino, 7MileCasino.com. Saturday or Sunday, college football, NFL football, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's the Sammy's Restaurant and Bar. And that's the, we love hearing you clear your throat. That's the,
That was muted.
No, you're not. It's okay. That's where you get that amazing brunch. And you got college and NFL football Saturday and Sunday. You got all the poker and blackjack and a smoke-free environment. Great place to go. 7 Mile Casino, 7MileCasino.com. Another great place to go. I'm actually going there today. I'm going to visit with Ruthie at Torrey Holistics. Ruthie and I are starting to talk. Torrey Holistics wants to do their own podcast and where they interview a lot of the different brands that they sell and that you get to learn more about what they do. And so Ruthie and company at Torrey Holistics is saying, hey, you guys have become experts now in the world of podcasting. Can you guys produce our podcast? So I'm going to meet with Ruthie later today. I'll remind everybody, when you go to Torrey Holistics, use our promo code PIE, P-I-E. You will save 20%. When you spend $75 or more, take advantage of that deal. Speaking of taking advantage of deals, fellas, this is coming to an end because we're actually going to be on the air Monday, Tuesday of next week. Then we're taking the rest of the week off for the Thanksgiving holiday. You need to make your appointment at iThriveMD, iThriveMD.com/Kaplan. And here's the phone number, 858-240-1497. I've had a lot of dudes sending me emails saying, I've gone to iThrive. It was quick. It was convenient. Everybody was super friendly. I took the low T test. I had low T, I started a series of testosterone, and from $289 a month down to $145 a month, 50% savings, a lot of guys are already taking advantage of this. Don't wait and think, well, they're going to do it again next month, because I'm telling you right now, we're not. We're just not. $289 down to $145, iThriveMD.com/Kaplan, 858-240-1497. I encourage all the guys out there to make an appointment. You're going to be that clear-minded, virile sort of dude that you used to be back in the day. Last two. Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, 858-376-1299. You probably know that phone number. You saw what Gary Cooper did for Alex and his fiance, getting them from renters in an apartment to homeowners in a condo. That can be you, 858-376-1299. And when you get that new home, you call Cork. Corky's Pest Control. He comes and takes care of everything. 1-800-901-1102. 1-800-901-1102, or just Google that one word, Corky's. All right, it's Friday. We got a big show coming your way. It's a football Friday on the radio station. So let's get things rolling. What's up today, everybody? It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew, along with Grande and the Brown Man. And I feel like we got a lot to get to on a Friday. We're going to look ahead to this week in the NFL after last night's game between New England and Atlanta. Now, look, I said on Monday, on an overreaction Monday, I think New England is back. I think New England is a very serious AFC Super Bowl contender. Everybody laughed at me, and I'm not about to sit here and tell you that last night crushing the Atlanta Falcons meant anything, because Atlanta looks awful, but I got to say, you beat the teams that are in front of you, and that's what New England did. So we'll talk about what happened last night a little bit, but we'll really look forward into what's going to happen this week around the NFL. Speaking of looking to last night and then looking forward, how about San Diego State's basketball team last night? I had an invitation to go to the game last night. Unfortunately, I couldn't go. I told you guys it was my girlfriend's 18th birthday, her son's 18th birthday. So I wanted to be a part of that dinner. But, man, I missed a classic. What?
Your girlfriend's 18?
Well, no, she's not 18. I mean, if I wanted to date younger girls, I probably could, you know? But 18's probably just a little too young, Browner. 18's just probably a little too young, you know? I mean, 25, 30, 35. I mean, that would be considered younger, you know? But 18, I got a 19-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old daughter. I ain't dating 18-year-old girls. It's just that my daughter's son turned 18 and my mouth got ahead of my brain. So last night, I guess I missed an instant classic. San Diego State taking on Arizona State. And if I'm being really, really honest, I thought that San Diego State's first few preseason games were just that, you know, playing against like San Diego Christian or UCSD. Man, they scheduled Arizona State and Bobby Hurley. And I'm not saying that Arizona State is Duke. They're not UCLA, okay? But and they're not Gonzaga. But they are a team from a Power 5 conference. And that's a really good win. Even if you had to play a close game against a team that we think San Diego State is better than, even though they're in a bigger conference, big deal. Learning to win and learning to come back. San Diego State was down 39-30 when I was listening to Uncle Teddy on the radio. That's another thing. Man, listening to Uncle Ted do a broadcast, I miss him. You know, I didn't realize how much I missed him during Padres games. When I heard him last night calling a San Diego State basketball game on the radio, I realized how much I missed Uncle Teddy. Sound great, Ted. And the book. Oh, I've got the book right here, as a matter of fact. I hope everybody, you talk about holidays. We're going to be doing a whole thing the week after Thanksgiving about holiday gifts, and in particular, great friends and their companies who have great holiday gifts. Uncle Teddy's book, Ted Talks. This is something you guys should all take a look at. All right, so last night, NCAA basketball with San Diego State over Arizona State. This weekend coming up, San Diego State football against UNLV. We'll get to that story as well. And then I think the big story that we really need to get to here this afternoon, we'll jump right into it, is I see you guys. I see you Padres fans. I see you on social media. I know that you all think that Fernando Tatis got gypped in some way, got snubbed because he didn't win the MVP. I told you he wasn't going to, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not really so much about being right. I'd rather be wrong. But the thing is that I see so many people saying, this is Fernando Tatis now. He's going to use this as so much motivation to come back next year. And be really, do you guys know that? Like, does he really care? Because I know a lot of people were showing videos of him like in his car while Major League Baseball Network was going to announce this, and he didn't seem like he really cared that much. So we got a lot to get to. Fernando Tatis not winning the MVP. San Diego State with a huge comeback win last night against Arizona State. NFL football last night and looking ahead. Man, we got a lot to get to, so let's just jump right in. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Say good afternoon to mi hermano número uno, Grande Alejandro Padilla. He's repping the 805, Oxnard, California's favorite son, Ventura County in La Casa. Grande, hola, ¿cómo está? Did you watch your Aztecs basketball team last night?
Intently watched that game. Hashtag real fan, Browner. Watch every Aztec game. I also am going to let the public of or the great friends know, excuse me, what I told you two knuckleheads last night. I'm officially back on the Lakers, okay? I have figured out my television situation. I am officially going to, how many games they played? 16?
Right.
I don't know the math, minus 82, whatever. I'm all in for the rest of the 60-plus games, okay? Starting tonight, in whatever time from now.
I think it's about an hour and a half.
I'm all in. I'm watching tonight. I'm watching Sunday. I have to do a post game Tuesday. All in.
Okay. All in. I have a question.
Me and LeBron back.
Okay. I have a question for you. Will you acknowledge that your whole opinion of I'm not watching the Lakers, it's so early, I don't like the way this team plays, the truth of the matter was, in your move, you no longer had Spectrum Sports on your cable.
Oh, no, that's not the truth at all.
Oh, it's not?
No, not at all. I 100% believe every word I said yesterday. Mm-hmm. I will fight that tooth and nail. November 17th basketball, one game does not define your season. I will die on that. I legitimately hill, huh? am doing this in spite of Browner.
Browner, you know what you did yesterday, and here he is. He's 6 foot 7 inches tall, twisted steel, sex appeal, big sacks, Big Macs, the hot take machine. Although yesterday, Grande's whole mac and cheese is overrated. I mean, that is split. You could add yeah, Joe Rigby, you could add that to the hot takes of the year. But we'll take a look at the sided poll and see how people are voting on that. But Browner is here, and Browner, let me just tell you something, Mr. 312, who has turned Mr. 619, Big Brown JB, the Brown man. John Brown Ballet. In the house. Yeah. Brown, you know that Alex yesterday found his way back to Spectrum Sports so he could watch Laker games to spite you because you told him yesterday you're not a real fan. If you're a lifelong Laker fan and you're not watching this team develop or try to develop with this whole new roster, you told him yesterday, Brown, you're not a real fan. And I think you really legitimately offended the guy to the point where he spent the whole day yesterday trying to figure out how am I going to get back to watching Laker games every night? He's going to have to tell his fiance he can't watch as much Succession. He's going to tell his fiance he can't watch as much Tiger King 2.
No date right? night tonight.
Right. Browner, this is all because you told him yesterday he's not a real fan. Big Brown, what is up?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell him something, okay? You know how much trash I received from the two of you for not listening to the documentary that the great work that those two young men did.
He has about no idea what the documentary is called.
Nope. Still doesn't.
Doesn't know anybody's names. Okay. The documentary was called Bolted.
Yeah.
And it was about how the Chargers bailed on San Diego. And literally for 6 weeks, we brought these two podcasters on. Great kids.
I remember their names.
Yeah. We brought these dudes on, and Browner refused to listen to any of the podcasts. And yes, we gave you a ton of crap. So go ahead.
So therefore, watching your team is part of our job. It's what we got to do.
Right.
We got to do it.
Right.
So therefore, I threw a little shade your way, player, and I do it again.
Wait till I find out
Scott not watching something.
I still come prepared. That was the difference.
Oh, no. I never talked about whether you were prepared or not. There was never a question. I never questioned whether you were prepared
YouTube
or not.
Highlights. 20
I know you are
time.
Prepared, but you still got to watch.
Tonight, I'll watch. Unless they're okay. Caveat.
All of them.
If they're wearing those hideous City Edition jerseys,
those are ugly.
My eyes can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do the purple with the baby blue on this. I can't do it. I will not do it.
Well, the game is about an hour and a half from now. I think the game tips off at 4:30 Pacific time because they're playing in Boston. And there's all this talk that LeBron is coming back or he's not coming back. And I don't know that it's like some home run guarantee that LeBron is definitely going to come back. And if I were LeBron, I wouldn't come back until I were fully healthy. I'm not going to come out there and have to carry these guys on my injured body. I thought it was interesting this morning. I was watching First Take and I know 2 days in a row. 2 days in a row. Well, because I'm getting into a groove now. You know, I had to move out of my house. For those of you that are listening, you're not seeing this, but for those of you that are watching, you know that I'm still in my home studio. It is the only room in the house that is still functional. So I'm living this nomadic lifestyle where I live in this place that I've rented, but then I come back here to what was my house to actually work. And I'm finally now in a groove where I can get my daughters off to school. I can do my morning exercise. I can take a couple of morning phone meetings. And then I finally get here. Whereas I used to just go from my bedroom in this house right here. And then I was stuck in this room all day. So yeah, so I'm getting into a groove and I've got from about 6:45 in the morning till about 7:05 in the morning to drink a cup of coffee and have the TV on. Yeah, I watched First Take the last couple of days. They had a really interesting question this morning. I'll throw it to you guys. Who is more likely to win a championship this season, LeBron or Tom Brady? Browner?
Neither. But if I had to pick one between the two, I would say Tom Brady. Because the NFL is highly unpredictable, which we've discussed multiple times. The NBA is very predictable.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Unless injuries. The only thing, all the yachts, the caveats, all of the yachts, injuries is the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Grande, who's more likely to win a championship this year, Tom Brady or LeBron James?
This is a difficult question. I don't like being placed on the spot like this personally, but I will say LeBron James. I don't think NFL teams repeat. They're like baseball. Like, it's very difficult to repeat back to back.
Wow. So LeBron more likely to win a championship. I guess they should have.
He's also a Laker fan, though.
Well, and now he can watch his Laker games too. Right. Don't forget about
that. Damn right. AirPlay is a beautiful thing, dude. Like, AirPlay is like magic. I don't understand how we went from like plugged in telephones on the wall with large 50-foot cables so you can move around to literally pressing a button and it's on my phone. Now it's on my TV. Like, it's wizardry.
Aliens, yeah, bro. But
the convenience of certain things, I'll give you guys an example. I have my AirPods. Okay. And I left them here on my desk. And my new thing is I'm trying to get back into running. Okay. I've mentioned to you guys that I feel like I need to lose like 15 pounds and I'm energetic.
She was already losing the weight.
I lost weight like in the summer, like before June, when I went to Florida for a week and I knew I was probably going to have my shirt off because it was warm out and I wanted to look decent. So I was in pretty decent shape back then, but I packed it all back on, you know? And so I finally decided, I made a commitment to myself that while I was displaced from my home, I was going to, because this is not a comfortable situation, I decided I'm going to try and get myself into other uncomfortable situations. And I'm going to start running again, start getting out there, trying to run again. Okay. And I haven't run in a really long time, like consistently. Mm-hmm. Well, this morning I go out for my morning run, very slow, not very long. And I don't have my AirPods. So I had to use the wired headphones for my phone to listen
caveman
to music.
Mm-hmm.
Caveman, right? Caveman. Like, mm-hmm. like people were looking at me like, oh, that poor guy can't afford AirPods. He still has to use those wired headphones. How inconvenient are those? Oh, I feel so bad for that guy.
There goes a man who poorly spent his stimulus money.
Yeah, right. So anyway, yeah, I mean, Alex, you're right. To go from telephones on the wall with 50-foot cords so that you could walk around the house, hold it on your ear, mm-hmm, cook and mm-hmm do things while you're on the phone. Now you can literally take your phone, watch something on your phone, and AirPlay it to your TV. Amazing.
Crazy. Hit list.
Yeah,
brother, Antonio Brown. Mm. You know, faking something, people fake things all the time, okay? It's not that big of a deal. But if you fake this vaccine card, which, by the way, is the easiest thing to check if you're the NFL, they put a number on there. You just reference the number and with the shot, because, you know, you can call somebody in the government and you make this happen. You can easily figure this out. And by the way, that's literally against the law. You can go to real jail for that. That's not why I'm mad at Antonio Brown. I'm mad at Antonio Brown for this specific reason. Bro, pay people. Pay people. If folks do you a service, pay them. If you can't afford the service, don't hire folks, bro. If you ain't got that kind of money, stop faking out here in these streets, bro. Stop doing it because these folks will snitch on you. This man is a chef, so he's been around. He's been in your house, been around your family. I believe him before I believe you because this ain't the first time you ain't paid somebody, bro. Just cut the check. Just cut the check. You got the money. You supposed to be the dude. You got chains and fancy cars and homes in different places. $10,000 ain't nothing to you, bro. It ain't nothing to you. This man's been in your home cooking for you, okay, helping you become a better athlete, allegedly. And here you out here, you shortchanging somebody over 10 grand, bro. Antonio Brown, stop it, bro. I'm so tired of talking about you because of these situations. You always doing something stupid. This is low and stupid. Pay people, bruh, or just go down in the GNC like everybody else. Cook your own damn food. Go to the grocery store yourself, bruh. That works too. Get you a woman who can cook. Stop dating these models who don't know which way is up. Okay? Find you somebody who can cook, bro. Because not paying people, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. Hey,
thank you, Alex, for while Browner was on his Antonio Brown rant. Mm-hmm. Alex had Wednesday KD, Kevin Durant, Friday AB, and then Thursday AD, and it was making me crazy because too. I thought it was really funny. Like Wednesday you had KD on the hit list, Thursday mm-hmm you had AD on the hit list, and Friday you have AB on the hit list. So I really like the hit list and I think it looks really cool, but I got confused with who was on which day.
And the new iPad over here.
Yeah, it's cool. New iPad. So this is a very interesting story to me because if Antonio Brown did in fact fake his vaccination,
oh God,
if that happens, first of all, if that did happen, I wonder how many other players, maybe on the Buccaneers, maybe around the NFL, maybe in other sports, how many other athletes may have actually done this if what he's accused of is true?
25%.
That you guess?
He says he's got text messages, and he also reported to the Bucs there are two other players with fake vaccine cards, and he's got text messages from Antonio Brown's girlfriend asking can he find fake vaccine cards so they can buy them from him for $500. So he's got proof.
Yeah, well, yeah, he does. But I'm going to say this. I know that, like, I'm a rush to judgment sort of emotional person too. I'm not ready to just automatically assume that what the former chef who says he's owed $10,000.
And what you cooking?
Well, I'm just not necessarily sure I'm buying it. In other words, here's the deal.
Neither is Antonio Brown.
Well, right. I guess he's not really buying it, is he?
Mm-mm.
I guess here's my thought. If I'm Antonio Brown and I owe this guy this money and this guy hasn't gotten his money, well, what is this guy's recourse? Well, his recourse is to somehow incriminate Antonio Brown. Now, if it's true that Antonio Brown faked his vaccination card and then put his teammates and the media and anybody else that he's around in jeopardy, then he's as big a jerk as everybody has always thought he was. But if this guy who is the chef who's owed this money, if this is his only way to get back at Antonio Brown because he wasn't properly paid, but what he's saying is not accurate, well, then he's a jerk too.
Right.
And so I got to say, I'm kind of, usually I don't sit on the fence. I usually pick a side. In this particular instance, I have one guy who has a pattern of behavior in Antonio Brown,
mm-hmm.
and I have another guy who's owed a lot of money.
But Antonio Brown's pattern of behavior that of public knowledge is not paying people who've done work for him.
Yeah, because didn't he get into trouble a couple of years ago? There was somebody else that he had do some services for him. Yeah, and then he like kicked him out of the house.
Yeah.
I don't know, all kinds of accusations about not beyond just not paying. You know, I don't know, Alex, what do you think? I mean, Browner jumps on one side. I'm kind of stuck in the middle. Like, I need to hear more, like, because I saw what the Buccaneers said. And look, I don't just believe the Buccaneers, because the Buccaneers put out a press release that said, hey, we've done the process of looking through everything and we didn't see any irregularities. All the vaccine cards were reviewed by our personnel. We didn't find anything that we thought was out of the ordinary. Well, what are they going to say? What are they going to do?
Well,
we're doing a full-blown investigation? I mean, they look stupid.
It's my understanding that the records of vaccination is held somewhere. It's not just on a piece of paper, right? Like, I have to go to, let's say there's a local bar here in North Park. If I want to get in, I have to digitally input my information to verify that I'm actually vaccinated. So doesn't that exist somewhere? Can't it? There's numbers on my vaccine card.
Right.
It's like a driver's license number, right? Why don't you just look it up and figure it out?
Right. Because if I go someplace and I have on my phone my vaccination card, most places just sort of go, oh, okay, great. You know, here's your vaccination card. Great. But there has to be a record. There's a number on the vaccination card. When you went for your second vaccination, they had your first one. They knew who you were.
Right.
I will tell you.
This should be easily solvable.
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. I believe the cook, and I believe he also knows two people on the Bucks who also got these cards from Antonio Brown because he bought more than one. I would guarantee you Antonio Brown did fake it, and he ain't the only one in the NFL that's faking it, because the NFL would have so much egg on their face if they actually put those numbers in and they didn't come back. What would they really do?
Oh, yeah. Well, and think about – well, that's why the Buccaneers – well, that's why the Buccaneers statement is something that
carefully
I'm not –
worded.
Like, yeah, I'm not automatically just buying them either. So now I got the chef who's owed 10 grand. I got Antonio Brown who's being accused of faking his vaccination card. And I got the Buccaneers who are trying to do damage control. And frankly, amongst all three parties, I want more information. Give me. I'm voyeuristic that way. I'm curious that way. I'm a busybody. I'm nosy like that. I want more information. All right, stick around. We're just getting rolling. It is a Football Friday here on Kaplan and Crew and on 1090. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, and we are just getting rolling. Let's get to this Aztec basketball game last night. Stick around, everybody. Great friends, it is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. This weekend, you're thinking about college football on Saturday, NFL football on Sunday. Great place to watch games, play table games like blackjack and poker in a smoke-free environment. Amazing food at Sammy's Restaurant and Bar with a brunch from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 7 Mile Casino may be the place for you this upcoming weekend. So, hey, last night, I mentioned this to you guys yesterday. I got an invitation to go to the San Diego State basketball game last night. And for two reasons, I didn't go. Three. One was it was my girlfriend's son's 18th birthday, and I really wanted to be there for that event. Two, I assumed the tip-off was at 7 o'clock, when in actuality, the tip-off was at 7:30, and I didn't think I'd make it down there in time. And three, I didn't even really look at who they were playing. I kind of just thought these preseason games were just that. They were like, you know, against teams that we wouldn't really have a whole lot of interest in. And I legitimately did not look at the schedule. So I get done with this dinner last night and I get into my car and I turn on the Aztec radio broadcast. And by the way, Uncle Teddy Leitner, if you are out there this afternoon and you're cruising around and you're listening, you're visiting one of your kids or one of your grandkids, or you're just, you know, going down to Aztec basketball practice, whatever, Uncle, you sounded great on the radio last night. I mean, really great. And I want to just promote for everybody, if you haven't done this by now, this is a tremendous holiday gift. The book is called TED Talks. It's stories from Uncle Teddy. And I'll tell you guys that this book is being sold right now. You can find it wherever you buy books online. I suppose Amazon's probably the best place. The introduction's from Bill Walton. There's stories from just about every media personality in San Diego in this book. It's called TED Talks, and it's a great holiday gift for somebody who loves Ted Leitner or the history of San Diego sports. But I'm listening to Ted last night on the radio, and he's describing that the Aztecs were down 39-30, but they ran off 11 straight. They had an 11-0 run, and they had taken the lead. But this turned into a battle back and forth between San Diego State and Arizona State. And I was like, wow, I'm really impressed that San Diego State and Arizona State are even playing each other this early in the preseason. Because Grande, how many games had San Diego State basketball played prior to last night's game against Arizona State?
Two. They believe they beat UC Riverside and then they lost to BYU. So they were actually threatening to go below 500 for the first time in who knows when.
I got to get myself back on the San Diego State basketball bandwagon here. I am like, I didn't even know they lost to BYU, and I'm not embarrassed to admit that to everybody. My focus has been on lots of other stuff.
Are you telling me November basketball doesn't really matter that much?
I'm telling you that the early part of the college basketball season is usually, isn't it usually like 3 or 4 or 5 games against like nobodies? Like usually San Diego State would play San Diego Christian. UCSD.
They don't this year.
Well, I'm saying, like, have they already played like 3 or 4 or 5 preseason tune-ups and now they're playing like real out-of-conference games?
Yes.
Wow. I'm telling you, I got to catch up to college basketball. I'm not hip to what's going on at all. So I didn't know that San Diego State lost to BYU, and I didn't know that they were playing Arizona State last night because it's just not on my radar yet. So I'm listening to this game on the radio, and I can't believe what I'm listening to. I mean, Ted is describing it as instant classic, like back and forth and back and forth. And ultimately, San Diego State winds up winning the game by 2 points. Now, look, I don't know if Arizona State is a national powerhouse. I know they're not UCLA. They're not Gonzaga. You know, we're not talking about Kentucky here. You know, we're talking about a team from a Power 5 conference. So anytime a San Diego State or a Mountain West Conference team beats one of those teams, it's a good thing. It's not as unexpected as it used to be. But Grande, you say you were watching the entire game last night. Tell me what you saw, because I was listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, I saw a team that I know nothing about that, like, every single year, you know, I don't really keep tabs with their recruiting class and all that. I start watching in November, December. I get to know who's good. You know, I recognize a couple of names from last year. Obviously, Nathan Mensa and Pulliam were on the team, but a lot of new guys were getting a lot of serious minutes yesterday. defense and the ability to make a jump shot now is the difference between San Diego State and years past. If you remember, it was oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on his name. The kid that Malachi Flynn, you know, that class of kids kind of really changed the way San Diego State plays. And I feel like now, yes, they play good defense, but they can also make a jump shot now, which is very nice.
So you watch the whole thing. Just again, it was 39-30.
Yeah.
Then it was 41-39. And the final score was like 65-63, something like that. I mean, it was a really close game. It was a 2-point game. What happened at the end? What did I miss?
What do you mean, what do you miss? Like,
well, I kind of missed the last 20 points or so in the final score. So was it as back and forth? Was it as instant classic as Ted Leitner said?
I think I know San Diego State was down by 9. They went on a 12-0 run. And then it just was back and forth after that. Lead changes, tie games, free throws. Like it was one of the games. You know how in basketball there'll be like 60 seconds left and all of a sudden 30 minutes later the game's over? Yeah. It was one of those. It was one of those. Mm-hmm. There was about 90 seconds left in the game and it was like 9 o'clock. And I think this game finished like at 9:45. It was just back and forth, timeout, clutch shots being made by both teams. Arizona State was grabbing like every offensive board. It was one of those games where you just were assumed that State was going to blow it because they just couldn't grab an offensive rebound and they pulled it off. Pulliam hit a running lay-in. It was a very nice shot. And yeah, dude, back here, I don't know if it's instant classic, but it's a very good game.
You know, you're saying to me, you know, what do you want to know? Everything you just described is what I was looking to find out. I'm trying to find on GoAztecs.com. I'm looking for their schedule. Go ahead. Read off or so maybe put it up on the screen for everybody. Yeah.
I don't have it on the screen, but on your view tomorrow, they will be playing University of Texas Arlington. Mm-hmm. So like a kind of one of those games that you were expecting, Scott, you know?
Yeah.
And then I believe I think it's like one of the tournaments. I forget which one.
Oh, yeah, they're playing in the Wooden Legacy.
Right.
They're playing USC. Mm-hmm.
They're taking on Georgetown.
Oh, really?
Yep.
In the Wooden Legacy?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. All right. Well, look, here, let me just say this.
Georgetown right there. You're confusing me right now.
No, hold on. Time out, everybody. Time out. I'm almost positive that they're playing in this Wooden Legacy tournament. What you're looking at right there in the schedule you have up is Tuesday of next week, right?
Thursday.
Right? I can't see it from where I'm sitting. It's just too small. This is a humiliating segment, just by the way, and I have no problem with it at all. Browner's doing the smart thing, which is keeping quiet because he doesn't have anything to contribute to this because he didn't watch the game last night. He didn't listen to the game, and he's as unfamiliar with the beginning of this college basketball season as I am. So credit to you, Browner. But I'm 99.9% sure that I keep hearing ads for this basketball tournament that's at the Anaheim Convention Center for it's USC, San Diego State, and two smaller programs.
That's the John Wooden Classic, yes.
Yeah.
Right. But it doesn't look like it's on the schedule there, Alex, that you have.
What do you mean?
You're confusing
the hell out of me, Scott. So am I. I'm just going to tell you right now that they're playing Georgetown in the Wooden Legacy Classic. Okay.
That's where my mistake is, by the way. My mistake is I thought the Wooden Classic had four teams. I heard on radio San Diego State, USC, and I don't remember Georgetown being in that. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought it was two like smaller teams.
It's St. Joseph's and Georgetown. Uh-huh.
So what happens is, there you go.
Yeah,
they put the game of the they put the first game up because they don't know who the second game is. So unless the Wooden Classic is not more of a tournament bracket where the winners play each other the following day, you just play Georgetown and then the other team just plays the other team. They usually don't put the other game in there because they don't know who it is.
Well, but Alex is looking at the ESPN.com schedule for San Diego State. I'm on GoAztecs.com. So they play Georgetown on Thursday night, which, again, that was my mistake. I didn't realize that Georgetown was at this event. And then the next day, Friday, they would either play USC or St. Joseph's.
Yes.
So there's where my confusion came in. So, Grande, you'll have
to
excuse
me. And that's why the next game wouldn't be on the ESPN schedule. That's why the next game is like San Jose State or whatever the next game was.
I was just assuming that you were confused because you saw Michigan on there. And I thought you thought Michigan was in the legacy. But if you remember, Michigan had a late pullout by a big team and San Diego State took it late. So they're going to Michigan one-off.
Right. So now
you
I'm
never
just looking
get
at
too
this
many late pullouts.
Well, now I'm just looking at this schedule here. Early November, they played St. Catherine, San Diego State. Then they played UC Riverside. These are their warm-up games that I was thinking. Mm-hmm. But then they jumped right into BYU, to your point. They lost 66-60. Then they played Arizona State last night. They won 65-63. Alex mentioned that they'll play tomorrow night against UT Arlington, Texas Arlington. Then things are going to get interesting. So now I'm glad we're talking about this. And I have no problem doing this on the air, by the way. But I'm glad we're talking about this. As if you didn't know. Because Georgetown, then it's either USC or St. Joseph's. Then Tuesday of the following week after Thanksgiving, Long Beach State, Michigan, because you saw that on the schedule, Cal State Fullerton, St. Mary's, UC San Diego, San Diego Christian. See, these are all the games that are happening in late December that I thought were going to happen in early November. And I haven't even looked at this schedule because they get into the conference schedule on New Year's Day. San Diego State plays against UNLV, then Fresno State, then Nevada, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, all of a sudden, I got to wake up. It's college basketball season, man. It's Aztec time.
If you're San Diego State, find a way to play a Gonzaga, Oregon, Washington, UCLA, USC. Find Berkeley. Find a way to play these guys in the first three or four games of the season. Because at the end of the day, it only helps you. Nobody's going to judge you if you lose to them in the second game of the year if Gonzaga beats you by 5 or 10. Because guess what?
Gonzaga would never take that game.
Not anymore, they wouldn't. I was up at Gonzaga several years ago when Kawhi played for San Diego State. I went to see San Diego State play at Gonzaga and won that game on the road. And it was incredible. Because, it's a very small packed gym at Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. But Gonzaga doesn't want the game with San Diego State. Yeah. UCLA would never give San Diego State.
Well, actually, UCLA took that game last year and lost, so they'll probably never give it to them
again.
But
did they play in a tournament, or did they play
What I'm saying. Get it in a tournament format. Don't play them as me against you when you're building my building. Get them in a tournament. Get them at the Staples Center. Get them at a building at San Francisco, the building that the Warriors are playing in. Get in one of those kind of formats and play them in there. That way, it's a neutral site.
Did UCLA and San Diego State play last year in the early part of the season, or was it a tournament type?
The game? San Diego State Thanksgiving Classic.
Okay, so amazing that UCLA actually played them. It's funny because you got the Wooden Legacy tournament going on, and there's no UCLA in it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
dude. And then they played. Like I said, I know Browner, Arizona State is not some powerhouse basketball team, but I think anytime that San Diego State plays a Pac-12 team, they use it as a recruitment tool, we beat them in football. We beat them in basketball. I mean, I have a clip. Brian Dutcher talked about how we're not a Pac-12 team, but we beat them. We recruit with them. We compete. Everything is a Pac-12 team.
Let's take a listen to what Brian Dutcher said last night. This is after the game. Aztecs beat Arizona State. Here's what Coach Dutcher had to say.
Potentially says the Pac-12 better not invite us because we're pretty good. So, we're competitive and we're competitive recruiting. We're competitive in playing Pac-12 teams. And like I said, perception is not reality. The reality is we beat Pac-12 teams. We're competitive with Pac-12 teams. We recruit against Pac-12 teams. And even though we don't have the Power 5 conference label behind us, we're as good as those teams.
Well said, Coach. Very well said. Congratulations on a great night last night. And I'm glad we all just did that. I'm glad we just worked it all out. I thought UC San Diego and San Diego Christian were these early games in November. Turns out they're the games right around Christmas. December 22nd is UC San Diego. December 28th is San Diego Christian, probably because right around Christmas and New Year's, it's probably hard to find games.
Yeah.
Nobody's
going to come to you.
Yeah. Or people to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last night was the first sellout because of COVID and all these restrictions. Last night was the first sellout in almost 2 years. And it was a great crowd last night, man. It was the show was in full effect. The arena was pretty, there was obviously some seats here and there, but it was nice to see Vegas. And they redesigned the court now. So they have Steve Fisher's signature on the court, like this big Steve Fisher court thing. I don't know. I can't wait to get back in there. I'm ready to go back to Vegas Arena.
Oh, so you watched those games from the beginning?
Mm hmm.
I'm a little bummed out. I got to say, I'm a little bummed out.
They haven't pissed me off yet.
Oh, right.
Yeah. They lose last night. They lose to Georgetown. They lose to Michigan. Maybe I'm tuning out, Browner, a la Lakers.
Okay.
I now have official FOMO from last night, because I had this great invitation. I had the seats right behind the bench, and I didn't look at who the opponent was, assuming it was just some preseason tune-up garbage. And I also had something else I had to do last night, but yeah. I'm a little jealous. I wish I would have gone to the Aztec
game. I'm not going to look like super far ahead, Scott, but I actually didn't realize that they played at UNLV on New Year's Day till you said it. That is the trappiest of all trap games of all time, dude. Yeah. At UNLV, New Year's Day at 1 p.m.
Right. Ooh, so New Year's Eve, you're in Vegas. Yeah, I know. That's funny. All right, let me have 1 minute, and then I'm going to move on to Aztec football since that's where we started today, and then I'm going to get into this Fernando Tatis baseball MVP thing. I want to remind all the dudes out there, guys, iThriveMD, you have until next week, and I'm going to assume that their office is closed on Thanksgiving Day. You have until next week to call and make an appointment, 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. You have until next week to make an appointment to get the first 3 months of your testosterone treatments at 50% savings. $289 a month is retail value. You can get the first 3 months of testosterone treatments at 50% savings, $145 a month. You've heard me talk about testosterone for years. For those of you that have taken action, you know how great it can be. If you are feeling depressed or you have brain fog, you're just cloudy all the time, you're feeling weak, not motivated, you don't have any energy in the bedroom, you know who you are out there. Now, you guys have already listened to me and you've gone to iThriveMD. You're already taking advantage of this amazing deal. For those of you that haven't, what are you waiting for? It's $289 down to $145. Now's the time to do it. Go to iThriveMD.com/Kaplan or call 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. We get to Thanksgiving. This 50% savings deal is over. It's done. And while I know you think I'm full of crap saying to you that, well, it'll be back. No, it's not coming back. Like, the doctor did this. They wanted to get you in, get as many clients, new clients as they could by giving a 50% savings deal. When it's over, it's over. So if this hasn't motivated you to at least go get the free test and then take action, then you're probably not ever going to do that. But I want to encourage everybody to do it. 858-240-1497. Make an appointment. Get your testosterone checked for free. And if you need testosterone treatments, the first 3 months, you're saving 50% from $289 to $145. All right, so we're talking about Aztec basketball. And clearly, only one of the three of us is even into the start of the college basketball season. Not embarrassed to sit here on the air and look through the schedule and not know exactly what's going on.
You did a really good job of making me question myself, too.
Well, the thing is that a lot of people are driving around right now and they're in the same mindset that I'm in, which is this is football season. It's college football season. I started watching NBA basketball from the very beginning of the season. The baseball awards were all handed out yesterday. College basketball is way down on the priority list unless you're a monster college basketball fan. So for those of you that didn't know the same stuff that I didn't know, now we all know it together. But speaking of San Diego State, and we mentioned UNLV on New Year's Day, San Diego State, UNLV, tomorrow, college football. Is San Diego State going to get their 10th win of the season tomorrow? I would think so. San Diego State versus UNLV? Yeah, I mean, you lose this game. I mean, this is one of those monster upsets. But assuming San Diego State is significantly better than UNLV, Alex, maybe you put up the tail of the tape of these two teams. San Diego State should win this game going away. I mean, San Diego State is 9-1. UNLV is 2-8. And just every stat on the page tells you that San Diego State should win this game. Now, as our resident Aztec fan, Alex, are you nervous at all here?
You know what? Because they're only an 11-point favorite, I'm not. Because when Vegas puts them as 24, 28-point favorites, which we've seen in the past, they'll never cover that. So this is an appropriate spread to me. I was thinking this morning, well, I knew you were going to ask me about it, and I was thinking like 24 to 12, weird 24, 13, I mean, some random little score like that makes sense to me. I think the defense will be able to shut down UNLV, and I think the offense should be able to score some points against this team. It could be one of those games where like Greg Bell rushes for like 175 yards. That's what I'm looking at tonight. Control the clock, run the ball all day, 24-13 Aztecs.
Game is tomorrow, and check me on this, but is it at 8:30 p.m.?
Game is tonight, sir.
Oh, it's tonight.
Yes.
Tonight, 8:30 on a Friday night.
Yes.
Wow, and they're playing where the Raiders played, Allegiant Stadium, which is now the new home of UNLV football.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. 8:30 tonight. I'm trying to put myself where I'm going to be at 8:30 tonight. Cause I can tell you tomorrow night, Brown, are you coming with me tomorrow night to see the Foos Fighters down at Music Box?
Yeah, dog. I told you I'm in, man. Just make sure I got a ticket.
Yeah. Cause Brent Wright, who is the guitar player from Foos Fighters, who was on the show yesterday. He was like, man, we were so excited to have you guys come down and, you know, come to the green room before the show. And I told him, I go, hey, Browner's coming too. So we'll communicate tomorrow, but that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be where I'm at.
I'm at, Brett.
I got a lot going on.
Rock and roll.
Dude, tomorrow I got a soccer game at Mesa College, a playoff game at Mesa College for my daughter's soccer team. Then I got the CIF finals of girls field hockey down in Chula Vista.
Yikes.
And I know. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to go see the Foos Fighters down at Music Box San Diego. So that brings me back to tonight. Where am I going to be at 8:30 tonight on a Friday night when San Diego State plays UNLV?
Dude. You need an electric vehicle.
Dude, tell me about it. I've been driving so much recently. For someone who promised I'd never leave my house again, I'm serious. Dude, in the middle of COVID, I was like, I'll never leave my house again.
The worst lie you've ever told on air.
I know. All right, stick around. Let's get to this. We didn't get to it yesterday because it all kind of happened during the show. But Fernando Tatis, many of you thought he should be the MVP. Not everybody agreed. And Bryce Harper won it. We'll get to that story coming up. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios here on Kaplan. Hey, great friends. We welcome you back. This is Kaplan and crew, along with Grande and the Brown Man on a Friday afternoon from our home base in San Diego, broadcasting on the radio airwaves of 1090 San Diego, north into Orange County, north into LA County, north into Ventura County, and all the way up the Central Coast. Great friends, wherever you are in the mega market, we're happy to have you listening on the radio. For those of you that are watching on YouTube, I saw you guys yesterday. I know everybody was deeply involved in the conversation. Grande, you told everybody yesterday your hot take that mac and cheese is overrated.
Correct.
In fact, you even put that up on Sided. You created a Sided poll yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can pull that up. We'll see what the voting looks like. But there were a lot of conversations yesterday in the YouTube chat about whether or not mac and cheese is in fact overrated.
I would like to give a shout out to @skunk_puddle. He said it perfectly. Mac and cheese is a food for children, and children are certainly overrated. Couldn't say it better myself, sir.
Yeah. Nice work, Skunk Puddle. Can you put that up on the screen for everybody? Because listen, you guys who are listening on radio, it's great to have you guys. For those of you that are on YouTube, you'll see all the stuff we're talking about. Radio listeners will describe it to you. Podcast listeners will describe it to you too. And then TV viewers, for those of you that are catching us on TV tonight, Channel 4 San Diego, Channel 4 Santa Barbara, 118 Orange County, and in LA. So for anywhere in Southern California, you can hear us on radio. You can catch up to us on TV. And Grande put this poll up yesterday. Is mac and cheese overrated? He posted it on Sided. You can use the Sided website, sided.co. I recommend that you download the mobile apps for either Apple or Google.
Check your alerts, dog. Dang.
What's going on, Browner?
Somebody need to check their alerts, bro. 3:30.
Let me check their alerts.
The top right corner.
Notifications.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't catch up to what you were talking about. Alex, you have 330 notifications on Sided?
Dang, mm-hmm. Bro.
Dude, you don't check your notifications?
What if it's money in there?
Well, what if it's like people following you on Sided? And then you would like see that they're following you and you could follow them back. I haven't even looked at the score. You took it off the screen. I was looking up at the
66% of people agree with Browner.
That's right. I don't understand y'all.
Can I see it one more time? Just let me see this screen one more time here. 66% of people agree with Browner that mac and cheese is not overrated.
That's right. You know how many ways you can prepare mac and cheese, man? Mac and cheese is a very versatile athlete in the food game, okay? It can go off the dribble. It can step back. You know what I'm saying? It's like a tight end that can block and catch. Like, what's the problem?
Alex, if you put this, put it back up, I see a lot of great friends that chimed in on this. I just saw you throw your hands up in the air. Like, what? I'm going to have to put this on the screen again? I wasn't done with it, man.
Well, dude.
Give me a chance to play with it a little bit. Give me a chance to look at it. I saw my man Anthony Avila, who is up there at the top of the screen, saying, no, man, mac and cheese is bomb. And then I saw Brian Burkett, who lives up in Santa Ynez. He's like, nah. Everybody's on Browner's side. Yeah. Bernard Thompson, Tommy, Bobby Roush, Harold, every Anthony. Oh, there's Anthony Idol, the neon phenomenon. There you go. All right. So shout out to all you guys who jumped into this conversation.
I think the arguments are just kind of, I understand what that it's a personal preference, and I'm not going to tell you that you are wrong, but I think the arguments saying like, oh, if you do like this three cheese blend, if you do like Browner said, it's the most versatile food. See, the thing about it is, like, if it's good, it should just be good. Like bacon, you freaking grill it, it's good. You put it in the microwave, it's good. You don't need anything for it. Mac and cheese, you got to put like a bajillion cheeses. You got to put like butter, like all this other stuff. Everybody has their own recipe. It's not good if you got to do all this stuff to it. If you got to like trick it out, it's not that good.
How many foods do you eat like that? Just straight up.
Most foods are good in and of itself.
Right, yeah, I agree with you 100%. Like, yes, yeah. We are on the same page that most food, if the food needs extra on it, like if you got to put sauce on a steak, it's not a good steak. Right,
like Brussels sprouts, another one. Very trendy food, super trendy. But if you just boil Brussels sprouts or grill, like they're not good, right? Mac and cheese, if you put cheese, milk, and butter and pasta, it's not good.
Well, how are you eating, man? You know, Mama Padilla would be very upset with you right now. How many things did you go into Mama's kitchen and get that didn't have no nothing on it?
No, it's not that. No, nothing. I'm saying if you
really... Yes, it is.
No.
All See, now you're backpedaling. Now you're backpedaling like a corner, okay?
No, I'm saying like, if you read all the comments...
Unlike mac and cheese.
If you read all the comments, if you listen to Scott's daughter, my bomb mac and cheese, like she's got to put every single cheese in there for it to be good. You know what I mean? Like, well,
it's called mac and cheese. It's not because it's called mac. It's mac and cheese, bro.
Yeah. You know what makes mac and cheese good?
Who that?
Bacon. Well, bacon is good.
You know what, dude? It's like you were just saying about Brussels sprouts. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Brussels sprouts, but if you put bacon and like honey and some kind of like balsamic drizzle of some sort, like they do with the Brigantine, then all of a sudden, Brussels sprouts aren't really a vegetable. They're like a candy.
Because you know what's good? Bacon is good. Syrup is good. Balsamic is good. Like it's helping the thing that's not good.
If you everything has something in it. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's helping the thing that's not good.
This is a crazy conversation.
Oh, my God.
I get everything it, dude. Has something in it. You like mac and cheese.
Okay, name something else you like other than bacon. Because it's not an argument. Everybody loves bacon.
Like, well, I don't know.
You can't name anything like, that doesn't have something in it.
An apple, watermelon, everything. I just named four other things. Balsamic vinaigrette, delicious.
Honey, I don't even know what that delicious.
Well, butter, all right, delicious.
Listen, all I'll tell you is this. It seems overwhelming.
Cheese on its own, delicious.
Yeah, seems pretty overwhelming though that everybody is disagreeing with me and Alex that give me mac and cheese is not that great.
All the cheeses that you need to make your mac and cheese good, just give me like strips of the cheeses individually, and I'll just munch on the cheese on its own.
Mm. What are you, a mouse?
Better than mac and cheese.
Yes, all right. Well, I can't wait till I see y'all out eating again. When we were at 7 Mile, I never seen Scott say no. Just bring me chicken. Don't put none on it. Just bring me whatever this is. No. Everything he wants. Oh, put a little bit of this on this. Put it in. You want something on everything. Now all of a sudden, mac and cheese ain't. Oh, the cheese is over. Get out of here.
All right. Well, hey, listen, Browner.
Agree to disagree.
Overwhelmingly, people agree with you. So if you go to Sided.co or if you download the Sided app. Life. Yeah. So, like, hey, listen. That's true. It's not necessarily real life. Let me talk to you guys about what happened yesterday afternoon. And that is that the National League MVP was awarded. In fact, before I even get there, I'll start with this. In the American League, Shohei Ohtani was like the overwhelming, unanimous MVP of the American League. Now, Browner, I know you don't think Ohtani's any good. You call him phony. You think that the Angels should be World Series champs if he's this great. But, you know, he's one guy who did something this past baseball season that none of us, not any of us who are here, none of us who are listening or watching right now, none of us have ever seen in our lifetime, period. And there's never been anybody who has been a pitcher as successful as Ohtani and a power hitter as successful as Ohtani. We've never seen this before in our lives. And the Angels, just because they had the best player in baseball, It didn't exactly amount to a whole bunch of wins. Okay. Might next year, if Mike Trout comes back and if they get a bunch of pitching, maybe it'll amount to something, but it didn't this past year. But Ohtani, the unanimous AL MVP. Browner, you're a hater on Ohtani. Do you think he didn't deserve this?
I've said this from the very beginning. I thought what he did was impressive, but get me some wins, bro. You will have control of the mound and the batter's box. I needed to see more W's out of him. I'm not shocked he won this propaganda award. This award should be ashamed of itself this year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll flip over to the National League. Who?
Well, can I ask Browner a question?
Oh,
well, actually, no. Go to the National League.
All right. So here goes. So in the National League, Bryce Harper won NL MVP.
Travesty.
Who should have won it?
You know who should have won.
Who?
What you mean?
Who?
The great Fernando. What you mean? What kind of question is that?
Well, if Fernando Tatis won and Ohtani won,
mm-hmm,
and the Angels didn't do anything.
Neither did the Phillies.
And the Padres didn't do anything. Then why is it such a travesty that Ohtani won?
No. When I speak of travesty, I'm speaking of Bryce Harper being the winner. The award in itself this year is a travesty because Bryce Harper, who went over his last 18, became the MVP. I don't know. I didn't hear nothing about no Bryce Harper this year. Maybe it's because I'm on the West Coast, he on the East Coast. That East Coast bias kicked in, man, real smooth. I didn't see no Bryce Harper jerseys around the country, and I'm watching regular baseball games. I saw Tatis jerseys, bro. I'm sorry. Did I miss something?
So because some kids wore Tatis jerseys in other ballparks, he should have been the MVP?
With more home runs, more RBIs, with less games, yep. Yes, sir.
See, that's sort of the interesting thing. That's the argument, Grande, is that Tatis put up more home runs, and we could take a look at the side-by-side. So more home runs, more RBIs, and fewer games. But what might Tatis have done had he been available for the 30 or so games that he missed? Because his batting average wasn't better, and yet these guys had many more games and many more at-bats.
Yes.
So Tatis hit more home runs, Tatis had more RBIs, Tatis played in fewer games, and that's the argument for why he should have won MVP.
To me, in my opinion, that helps his case of why he should have won the MVP. I think what overall hurt him more than anything was the fact that his team flamed out. I think that hurt him more than anything. But look at this list. Who you taking tomorrow? I would debate Juan Soto, but other than that, no.
I don't even know
who these other two dudes is. I think I know who Trey Turner is.
My favorite part about Browner's argument is that it was totally washed out by the fact that the six finalists for the MVP, mm-hmm, both American and National League, none of them made the playoffs.
What they got to do with anything?
Your argument about Ohtani.
Yeah.
He don't win.
Right.
Well, neither did anybody else.
Nobody in the finalists won. And the Blue Jays had two finalists for the MVP, and they didn't even make it.
So this goes to my question. If it wasn't about your team making the playoffs, it should have been statistically based. So how come he didn't win? Because Bryce Harper plays on the East Coast, and most of these baseball snobs are on the East Coast. That's why Juan Soto got more votes.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Is this just purely about hitting statistics?
Is there any other statistics?
For most people,
yeah, there's other statistics.
Like what?
Well, how about defensive statistics?
That's what Golden Gloves are for.
So the MVP is not really about who's the most complete player in all of baseball this year. And the argument against Tatis, because here's how it goes. Look, in San Diego, we're living in this world where this is the guy.
Yes.
And so everybody wants their guy to win. And everybody in San Diego is completely convinced that this kid is the face of baseball. He's the best player in baseball, et cetera, et cetera. Now you go to the East Coast and you start actually doing the analysis and you say, okay, more home runs, more RBIs, fewer games, very impressive. Let's look at his defense. Okay, at shortstop, he did this, which, you know, there were a lot of errors to his defensive game at shortstop. Then he moved out to the outfield. There were some errors out there too. Not saying that everybody plays perfectly, but I'm just saying that objectively speaking, not San Diego mindset, not we don't have anything here other than the Padres, not we finally have a superstar who's on the cover of a video game, who's got a whole bunch of swag, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about objectively looking at the season. You make the case for a lot of these guys. And the voters voted. And Tatis, with the great numbers, with fewer games, actually probably hurt him. Because the voters were like, well, he wasn't available for 30 or so games this year.
But if you're not available and you still give and you still have better production in two of the three main categories, what does that say about the year that you had? I get that he missed time from injury, and you bring up the errors. It is far more difficult to make errors in right field than it is at shortstop because you're more involved in the game. You have more opportunities. There's more. Your percentage of error is higher in the infield than it is in the outfield.
Didn't he stop playing shortstop?
He played more. He played way more innings at shortstop or games at shortstop than he did in the outfield.
Yeah, I think. Can we just let's get down to the real reason here, boys, and great friends. Let's stop messing around. Why does Tatis deserve to be MVP? Because he's our favorite player.
That's not
and
why.
And we wanted him to win.
That's not why.
That's exactly why.
He was the best player in baseball, in my opinion.
So was Ohtani, but you didn't think he should win.
I didn't say, see, there y'all go. Y'all trying to paint me into a corner. I will repeat this again for the two people who are trying to make me out to some Ohtaniist, okay? I have told y'all before. I repeat this again. He is a good baseball player. He is a good pitcher. He did his thing. He should be rewarded. But I need to see wins. That's all
I said. How come you don't need to see wins out of Tatis?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because he ain't pitching.
Against yourself.
Oh, God.
He can't pitch and hit.
He was 9-2 as a pitcher.
Excuse me?
He was 9-2 as a pitcher.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if you 9-2, yeah, I need to see more wins.
Yeah, but he pitched. And I don't know what the total number of games where his record was 9-2. I don't know how
lots.
Many. No, how many? 30, lots. 40?
Like 20. Dude. No decisions. When them no decisions at? Talk about them no decisions if we're talking about statistics.
Well, I mean, how about games not played by Tatis?
Listen, man,
due to injury.
You can't Tatis just say it, bro. I know you probably thought Trey Turner should win the award.
No, actually, I don't really even care about these awards. I think it's ridiculous. And I think that the argument about these awards is so funny because I'm one of these people who has no interest. I don't care at all. If Tatis would have won yesterday, I'd be like, good for him. That's awesome. Great.
Dope.
But I don't think I'm just not into these awards or even these conversations. Like the NBA season tips off, people start talking about who the MVP is. The first 2 weeks of the NFL season, people are already talking about who the MVP of the league is.
Tatis wasn't a finalist. Nobody would be having this conversation in San Diego because nobody cares.
Right.
Like Ohtani won yesterday in Los Angeles, and nobody cares in San Diego.
Nobody.
Nobody.
No, and nobody cares in Los Angeles that Ohtani won.
Yeah, they only care.
We got our own MVP. We had our own MVP race. What y'all mean? See, this is what confuses me about y'all. This is what really confused me about y'all. You guys are very knowledgeable sports people. So when it gets to me that you're asking a question of how come we didn't care about Ohtani because we got to tease. That's why we don't care about no Ohtani or phony. That's why we don't care because we got the face of baseball. They got the face of phony. Don't nobody care about them in Anaheim.
I just love how. Right. I just love how your opinion about Ohtani is so opposite of your opinion of Tatis.
He's great.
And yet the two guys have the exact same results. Ohtani had a great year as a pitcher and a hitter, and his team didn't do jack squat.
Right.
And Tatis had a great year as a hitter, in particular because he played in so many less games, so many fewer games than the other guys. But his team didn't do jack squat either. And yet you feel like this need to make Ohtani has to win. The Angels have to win for Ohtani to have any credit. But Tatis can be on a crappy Padres team and he gets all the credit. It just doesn't seem to make any sense to me. Alex, am I wrong? Am I not hearing this right? Or am I getting this
right? I don't know. Listen, I'm not going to argue with Browner. I'm just looking at, I think the fact is if you want wins, Ohtani got more wins than Tatis did as a pitcher.
That's not right,
put up
he
the
pitched
23
games.
Mm-hmm.
He had 14 quality starts. He got 9 wins. He had 3 ERA. And he's still hitting 46 home runs and 100 RBIs.
How many games was Tatis supposed to pitch? I didn't know this was
That's the whole point, dude, is that he doesn't pitch.
That's my whole point.
Exactly. So Ohtani is better than Tatis because he pitches.
All right, well, get your Angels jersey out then, dog.
Not about Angels jersey. Not about Angels jersey.
Right away.
Ohtani's got more stolen bases, more RBIs, more home runs, and only 60 at-bats more. That's it, 60.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Get him an Ohtani jersey. Get me one, too. I'll rock it.
I'll get both of you. I'm going to get you a Trey Turner jersey.
No, I don't need a Trey Turner jersey. I'd like an Ohtani jersey or an Angels hat.
The Angels are the king of MVP, by the way. Like that, if you better be careful, Padres. That's what you're going to turn into with Tatis. You got four of the last eight MVPs playing in Anaheim, and you got zero playoff appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Better be careful.
Yeah.
Padres are the Angels, Browner, and you don't like to admit it, but they are. Tatis is Ohtani.
Where does this hate come from for you?
No because hate. You make me hate.
your hatred for Ohtani turns into defense of Ohtani, which then turns into hate for Tatis, which I don't want to hate Tatis. I want to love Tatis.
I love Tatis.
I know.
Could have me. Both of y'all. Could've
but I think just like at the end of the day, like I said, I wanted Tatis to win too. Why? Because he's my favorite player on my favorite team.
Yep.
Did he deserve it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Go all right, listen, debate somebody else.
This segment of Kaplan and Crew is being brought to us by Corky's Pest Control, 1-800-901-1102 for Corky's, or as Corky's TV commercials say, just Google that one word. All you got to do is Google the one word. That one word is Corky's. Now, look, somebody sent me a picture yesterday of a Corky's truck in Orange County. And we always say San Diego, LA, or Riverside County. So I sent Corky an email and I said, hey, are you guys in Orange County now? And he said, not for residential, but we are for commercial. So if you have a business in Orange County and you're concerned about termites, it could be a shopping center, it could be an office building, whatever the case may be. If you would like to talk to Corky's and you have a business in Orange County, Corky does business. He doesn't do residential in Orange County. So I just wanted to put that out there for everybody. You know that phone number. Call 1-800-901-1102.
Corky. Yeah.
Nicely done. Very nicely done. Hey, coming up, it's a football Friday, and I'm going to start talking about the NFL. Let's take a look at the weekend that is coming up. We've looked at a little college football. We've talked some college basketball. We've talked about some of the stories that are going on. Let's look at the weekend slate of action next. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan. Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew on the airwaves of the Mightier 1090, blasting throughout all of Southern California on the stream of YouTube, youtube.com/Kaplan and Crew, tonight on television on Channel 4 San Diego. And I haven't even looked at the guide yet to see if your view has like one of the big high school football games on tonight, because now we're deep, deep into the high school football playoffs. And so if they do have high school football playoffs, we'll come on after. But if they don't, we'll be on at our normal time, 7 o'clock. So make sure you set your DVR for the Kaplan and Crew show on Channel 4 San Diego and part of the Cox Your View Network. And hey, this weekend, if you're out and about, you're taking a walk, you're playing golf, you're out for a run, you're driving around, if you're catching up on the show via podcast, make sure you check in with us. Because like I had somebody the other day that sent us a video of O.J. Simpson trying to make out with some chick and her like completely turning her head away. And I said it was the wrong person. I said it was Jay Cation, but it was actually JD, who's a longtime great friend on Twitter. And the only reason I knew that I made that mistake is because JD told me he was catching up on the podcast a couple days later. And he's like, yo, man, I was the one that sent you that OJ clip, not Jay Cation. It was JD. So shout out to my boy JD and welcome back everybody inside the 7 Mile Casino Studios. We've talked about Tatis not winning the MVP. We've talked about San Diego State's basketball game last night, a thriller against Arizona State. We talked about the Aztecs playing tonight, 8:30 tonight, against UNLV in Vegas, trying to get to 10 wins. We've talked about the Lakers tonight, actually underway already, or coming up soon, playing against the Boston Celtics tonight and whether or not LeBron is going to play, game time decision. We've talked about Antonio Brown and the accusation of him possibly forging a vaccination card. So we've been all over the place. But now, Grande, Brown Man, on a Football Friday.
Breaking news.
Okay, we got a bunch of football news we want to get to, and let's take a look at the weekend games. This segment of Kaplan and Crew is being brought to us by Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. You want to become a homeowner just like Grande? You can do it. Gary Cooper can help, 858-376-1299. All right, breaking news, Grande. What do we got?
I'm putting Browner on the screen for reaction prayer. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Khalil Mack has been placed on the season-ending injured reserve. He will undergo season-ending foot surgery that he's missed the last, what, six games or something like that?
Three.
Khalil Mack, done, out for the season.
Oh, there goes the season.
There goes what season?
Listen, we had three wins. We ain't that far out. We only one game behind.
Where are you guys going?
To the playoffs. What you mean?
Playoffs?
What you mean? The Vikings got four wins. They in the hunt. We can't get in the hunt. We got three wins.
Yo, we're in the hunt. We ain't going to the playoffs.
Right, we just get in the hunt.
Playoffs? Just want to win a game.
Listen, man, we got the Ravens. I don't think Lamar Jackson is playing. They say he's sick. It's like he keep being sick at these weird times that are not COVID. So I'm kind of worried about his health.
He practiced today. He's playing.
Okay. With no Khalil Mack, man, we can't get a stop. So this is bad. It's real bad for us, man. It's real bad for us. I don't like it. I just need more Justin Fields magic.
Can I give you guys
he's kind of like just a quick comparison. You know who Khalil Mack is like? He's kind of like Otani. You know, he's really good, but no wins to show for it. Just no wins to show for it. None. You know, so he can't really be that good because his team doesn't win.
He's been in the playoffs two of the last 3 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they didn't go anywhere.
What are you doing?
Done anything? You know?
What are you doing?
Seriously?
Huh?
Seriously? And by the way, he's no Aaron Donald because Aaron Donald don't miss games.
He was in the playoffs, and Aaron Donald wasn't in the playoffs. What are you doing?
Aaron Donald way better than Khalil Mack. Plus, he's available and he's never hurt.
Didn't help him last week, did it? I didn't listen. I'm surprised he didn't catch a cold when everybody was running past him last week. What you talking about? I didn't see him making no plays. He might as well have been hurt. Come here to us, Aaron Donald. Man, go. So when they run past him so fast, I'm surprised he didn't get whiplash. Don't come to me, no Aaron Donald. Y'all see him last week?
On the field. Yeah, Khalil Mack, not available, man. He's kind of like Tatis. Kind of like Tatis.
Y'all listen. Y'all better
not available.
Y'all better get Aaron Donald a coat out there. They're going past him so fast. He is shivering.
Yeah. Anyway, where were you going, Alex? What were you saying?
Mm-mm. I got another hot take for you.
You got another hot take?
Got another hot take.
You? You're starting to compete with Browner as the hot take machine?
Well, my hot takes are right.
This guy.
Vikings are going to beat the Chargers. Nailed it. Two catches, 18 yards on the freaking nose. Nailed it. What else you want me to nail? Tatis wasn't going to win MVP. Called that one. Nailed it. What else you want?
Actually, I would like you to call this one. You ready?
Okay, yeah. Two things right.
I'm going to root against the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. This the remainder of the season.
Oh, Aztecs win by a field goal. Nailed that one.
Crushed that one too. You've been right a lot lately. I give you your credit.
I'm ready to
pay attention. I'm like, count.
I mean,
I'm ready to break my win streak.
Calling Odell Beckham for two catches and 18 yards in his first game for the Rams, and him actually having two catches for 18 yards. I give credit where credit is due. Unlike Browner, who never does.
Like the night.
Tell me this. Are the Packers going to fall to the Vikings in Minneapolis this weekend? Can the Vikings get back to 500 by beating the 8-2 Packers? Can we get the Vikings to beat the Packers? Tell me, Grande.
Nailed it. The Vikings are going to beat the Packers on Sunday.
Now he's getting it. Now he's just running.
Aaron Rodgers is way more hurt than you or I know. And the Vikings will take him out of this game. We will see Jordan Love in this game.
His feelings or his actual physical body is hurt?
Both. His ego, his feelings, his toe, little baby toe. Little toes hurt. His toesy woesy. Vikings. Fully upset when nobody's watching. Nobody. It's not on prime time, 10 a.m. on Fox. I think like the third string broadcasters are calling this game. No offense. Third string is better than no string of being calling broadcast games. But still, calling it right now. Vikings win. Right. I don't know how, but they win.
Let's go through the schedule.
The whole team
what's
is back.
This weekend.
We gave Joey Bosa COVID because we were lined up against him. even though the NFL wants to say that's not how he got it. Oh, that's how they got it, dude. They were lined up nose to nose with dudes that had COVID on the Vikings.
Yeah. He probably sacked or at least jumped on.
Nobody touched Kirk Cousins.
Nobody. And then Kirk Cousins probably like, or maybe Kirk Cousins had like a snot rocket and Joey Bosa was nearby and he breathed in.
Kirk Cousins is clean because he follows protocols, unlike Aaron Rodgers. Mm. By the way, Kirk Cousins, like sixth in the league in passing yards, third in touchdown passes, only has two interceptions. I hate this guy. I hate this guy. He is the box score king. I hate it. Anyways, here's your freaking schedule for week 11.
All right, let's take a look at the schedule this weekend. Colts at Bills. Somewhat interesting game because the Colts are 5-5, kind of under the radar, and the Bills are 6-3. And I'm not quite sure I'm buying the Bills this week the way I was a few weeks ago. This is indoor team versus an outdoor team in the outdoor elements in Buffalo. I got to say, I'm probably inclined to go with Buffalo, but they're a 7-point favorite. I think the Colts will cover that 7 points. What do you guys think?
Ooh, Buffalo plays up or down to their opponent. That is just the fact. And then Indianapolis has been playing. Indianapolis is on the up and up. Carson Wentz playing like a top 15 quarterback.
Nope. Don't do it. Nope. Top five.
I just almost choked my water out.
I take Buffalo in a close one. Buffalo and close one.
All right. Come on, Browner. Let's pick all these games. Let's go. What do you got, man?
Colts.
Colts to win or Colts to cover?
Win.
Oh, you want to do covers? You want to do spreads? I'll pull up the spreads.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's do the spreads. Ravens at Browner's Bears. 6-3 Ravens, 3-6 Bears. No Khalil Mack. Ravens 5-point favorites. I think the Ravens win the game and cover. Browner?
Bears.
Not only will the Ravens win this game, Justin Fields will have two interceptions this game.
Mark, I hope you're writing on this down.
Market. The guy's.
I'm not. I have Rigby. He's hitting me up with the hot takes.
All right, Lions and Browns. Cleveland's a 12-point favorite. It's in Cleveland.
No Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't practice today. They call him questionable. He didn't practice all week. He ain't playing.
You guys read the story about how Anthony Lynn, who's now the offensive coordinator of the Lions, had play calling duties taken from him by Dan Campbell. And they asked Anthony Lynn, like, what do you think about this demotion? He's like, demotion? What are you talking about? He's like, I was a head coach and I know what this is like. He goes, and if your team is 0-8-1 and you want to take over play calling duties, do what you need to do, coach. He goes, I'm not here to feel like I got demoted. We stink. And he wants to take over.
Basically told the media, like, I don't know if you guys know this, like, I shouldn't have got this job in the first place.
Right? I don't know if you guys know, but I've never really been a play caller in my career. I'm not really sure why they hired me. Yeah. I think the Browns can actually cover the 12 only because the Lions, who have played hard, they're terrible. They gave everything they had last week to tie the pitiful Steelers. And I think the Browns need to recover after the beatdown last week at New England. So I'm going to take the Browns here to cover the 12.
Same.
Lions. This is the one.
That's a hot take right there, dude.
I love it. Texans at the Titans, and the Titans are 10-point favorites, which I kind of feel like that's not even enough. I figure the Titans win this game easily by like three touchdowns. I'm taking Tennessee.
Me too. Titans are my survivor and margin pick this week.
Okay. Big Tennessee. Brown? Tennessee. All right. Packers and Vikings. Alex has already called for the Vikings. Green Bay's a 1-point favorite in Minneapolis. I'm taking the Vikings also because I'm rooting against Green Bay. Browner?
I hope a tie. I'm not taking either one of these clowns.
Hey, a tie is not a loss. Take it.
Okay. Dolphins at the Jets. Miami's a 3.5-point road favorite. Joe Flacco, unvaccinated and ready to go. I think I'm going to take the Jets for the upset here. Just for Dolphins. The goof. Nah. I need something Dolphins. To cheer for.
Miami, they are like, figure out what you are, dude. But they just beat the Ravens. I believe Miami in a like 13-10 kind of game.
Yes.
All right.
Ugly.
All right. Saints at the Eagles. Saints are 5-4. Eagles are 4-6. Philly's a 2-point favorite at home. Obviously, we all know the story about what's going on with quarterbacks in New Orleans. Kind of turning into a Jalen Hurts fan. I'm cheering for that guy. I'm going to take the Eagles here.
I'll take the Eagles too. I think that they're better than New Orleans because New Orleans doesn't even have a quarterback at this point. I'll take the Eagles.
Trevor Siemian is a mini Kirk Cousins. If you look at the box score, he doesn't look like he's the problem. Like, just to go to look at his numbers, like, they're kind of good. But
which means Eagles, he is the problem.
The Eagles will win.
Okay. Washington football team coming off a big win against Tampa Bay last week against the Carolina Panthers, who now have Cam back, and they're 5-5, and it seems like they're ready to really play Cam. I'm going to take the Panthers here.
Oh, yeah. All the way. Cam, Fashion Day. Fashion Sunday. Show them what you're working with. Welcome back.
Yeah. Cam, Panthers. Easy.
49ers at the Jaguars. 49ers, 6.5-point favorites. Cross-country trip from the furthest, you know, top of Northern California all the way down here to Northern Florida, cross-country. I think the Niners should win the game based on what they did to the Rams last week, but I'm going to take the Jaguars to cover the 6.5 points.
Jacksonville wins this game. Jacksonville.
God, I
wins.
Hope you're right. I
this
hope
is my upset. Right. This is my upset special. I think the Jaguars win straight up.
God, I hope you're right. Because if the Jaguars beat the Niners, the Rams play the Jaguars coming up pretty soon. And it would be so amazing if the Rams just got crushed by the 49ers and then the Jaguars wind up beating the 49ers. Bengals and Raiders is a good game on Sunday. This is now we're getting into the later window, the 1 o'clock window. Bengals coming off a beatdown by the Browns and then a bye week. The Raiders just seem like they're spiraling out of control. I think I'm going to take the Bengals here, who are 1-point favorites in this game.
I'm taking the Bengals, unfortunately.
Joey Burrow, pretty good, right?
No. The Raiders are just in disarray right now. They can't. The Bengals can't lose.
Okay. I'm treating this game as if it has COVID. Staying as far away from it as possible. Honestly, dude. Who the hell knows what either of these teams will be on Sunday? Honestly, yeah. I don't know. Ty?
Cowboys, Chiefs. This is the big one. 125 on Fox. Are the Cowboys for real? Are the Chiefs back? I think we're all going to, on Monday, overreact to however this game goes. I'm going to take Kansas City to cover the 2.5 points.
I'm taking Kansas City outright, period. Go time. Light it up.
On Monday, Browner's just going to crap all over Dak Prescott because the Chiefs are going to score like 45 points. And the Cowboys will put up a fight, but the Chiefs win. And then I will come on here on Monday telling you, Scott, the Chiefs are back.
There you go. Just like I said on Monday of this week. Cardinals, Seahawks this weekend. This is an interesting game because, you know, Russell Wilson got shut out by the Packers last week. Couldn't score any points. Now he's back in it. It's a couple of weeks here, practice time, etc. All these people now starting to call for Pete Carroll's head. I think I'm going to pull an upset here. I think I'm going to go with Seattle to cover the 2.5. Cardinals are 2.5-point favorites. I think Seattle's going to win the game outright.
If Kyler Murray plays, Arizona. If Kyler Murray doesn't play, Arizona.
Okay. I'm picking the Seahawks for no particular reason. I just have this gut feeling that the Seahawks bounce back and win.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought also. Really? I mean, or maybe it was just a perception thing. And then, hey, on Sunday night, the Steelers against the Chargers in SoFi Stadium. Well, let's see. Chargers are 6-point favorites. I find that hard to believe. And I really don't care who's playing quarterback for the Steelers. Yeah, six. What do you have another different line?
No, I'm just saying I was surprised by that line.
That ain't enough.
I'm taking the Steelers to win this game because when the Steelers hit the field, do you guys remember a couple years ago when the Steelers played at the Galaxy Stadium, the soccer stadium, how there was one person wearing like a Phillip Rivers blue jersey. Everybody around that person was wearing black and yellow. Wait till you see SoFi Stadium on Sunday night. Home game for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh wins.
Is Ben playing?
Chargers, still up in the air. It doesn't matter. He sucks.
Yeah.
Chargers. Well, it's a bounce back game. Big bounce back game from Herbert.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do. L.A. Brown in the house. Mm-hmm.
Charge Grande? Up. Ride the Lightning.
Ah, man. If it's Mason Rudolph, there's no way the Chargers lose, right? Right? I mean, hopefully Mason Rudolph plays and they lose. I'm going to say Chargers, but they're not going to cover 6 points.
You know, last night I was at this like hibachi Japanese kind of place where they cook in front of you and then you smell like it when you leave. And the chef is wearing this Padres hat, brown Padres hat. And he says to me, he goes, "Hey, man," he goes, "you got any of those Charger Hater Club cards with you?"
Nice.
And I was like, damn it, I didn't have any.
For extra shrimp, I do.
Yeah, I'm the card-carrying president of the Charger Hater Club. And the dude was like, "Yo, you got any of those Charger Hater Club cards on you?" I'm like, "No, dog, sorry, I don't have any. I only have a few left." So, hey,
I love hibachi. I know. I act like a fool when I go to Hibachi. Like, if I'm going to Hibachi, I'm going all in. I'm yelling when you do the volcano. I'm all in when you do the heart. I'm catching that shrimp. I'm doing it all. Like, if I'm going to this, I'm going to go to it. I'm not going to, like, sit there with, like, a pouty face and pretend I'm too cool to enjoy a little onion volcano.
No, it was fun. I loved it last night. It was great. It's expensive. Those places are expensive.
No shrimp in your mouth, dog.
Very. But it's fun. A lot of fun. Hey, let me ask you guys. It's Friday afternoon, and we got a Football Friday coming up on the radio on 1090. So for those of you that are radio listeners, coming up, you got the LA Football Network, Ryan Dyrud and crew. Those guys are going to talk Rams, Chargers, Raiders. They'll talk USC versus UCLA this weekend. They'll talk about San Diego State game tonight. So a lot of football coming your way with the LA Football Network at 5. And then at 6, it's Scott Gilbranson, San Diego kid, who covers the Raiders. It's the only Raider-centric radio show in all of sports radio in Southern California. So it's a Football Friday, and it's coming up. Fellas, Grande, I'll start with you. What do you got planned? I know, did you say earlier you're going down to West Coast Barbecue?
Yeah, so today...
Today
is... I'm treating it as if it's my last day in the old apartment. So I'm cleaning it up. I only have a few tiny things left to go take out. And I have to take a table out that my lady's mother is taking with her. So I'm going to have some space in a car, and I figure since I have the space in a car, I should go try and get a grill. So I don't have a truck or anything like that. So I'm going to head to West Coast Barbecue Shop after I'm done with the move, finishing the move.
Okay. WestCoastBBQShop.com is the website, or 2330 Proctor Valley Road.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in Chula Vista. Go see our friend Brian Bushfield.
So what should I do, Scott? Should I just, like, put it on your tab?
What you should do is you should call me and you should tell me I have offered to buy the grill as a housewarming gift, but you should call me and tell me approximately what the costs are.
Right. So, like, what's my budget?
That's a great question.
Well, I tell you this, Alex, I had a number in mind of like a gift card. I had a number in mind of a gift card that I was going to give to you.
Right.
Now I said I'll get you guys a grill. But
I was gonna go to like Lowe's or Home Depot and get like $175 grill. Like, but now you said go to West Coast Barbecue Shop, and I'm looking at their inventory, and I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna get $175 grill.
Well, let's see what you can find.
I'm not gonna put you on the hook for it. Don't worry.
And then maybe we'll partner up. How about that? All right. Let's see what happens. All right. So you're going to West Coast Barbecue Shop, westcoastbbqshop.com. I know my weekend, I kind of already laid it out for you. I'm going to try and watch this Aztec game tonight against UNLV. Tomorrow, I've got a soccer game at Mesa College that my daughter's playing in. It's like win or go home as these community college playoffs are underway. Not that anybody cares other than
me. Is she playing mid or is she back on the wing?
Hopefully she's back in the wing. Hopefully a couple of the players that were hurt are coming back and she can get back to her winger position where she scores a lot of goals and makes a lot of assists. That that midfield position, she is like a fish out of water, but doing a really good job. So I'm going to do that on Saturday. And then Saturday afternoon, I'm going down to Chula Vista because my other daughter's in a field hockey championship game. So I'm going to do that. And then Saturday night, me and Browner are going to be at Music Box San Diego for the Foos Fighters. Any other plans, Mr. Brown?
And no minking, just drinking.
Yeah. I have not had a drink since I'm back from Vegas 2 weeks ago with Canelo Alvarez. Have not had a drink.
No way.
Yep, gone completely dry.
Damn.
That's dead. You're going to get drunk fast then.
Yeah, I think tomorrow night's my night to break out.
I've gone 4 days.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, listen, I want to say to everybody who's listening on radio how much we appreciate you guys being out there. Everybody on YouTube and everybody who's on audio podcast, you know, we have a separate ending for you guys. So I'll remind everybody listening on radio, support our sponsors, iThrive MD, Mountain Trust Mortgage, Corky's Pest Control, Torrey Holistics, 7 Mile Casino, West Coast Barbecue Shop. Radio listeners, support our sponsors. We are back on Monday. Peace out. And everybody else, we got a separate ending for you over here. It's Football Friday on the radio. So I have this feeling that today during the show on the YouTube chat, I'm going to get annihilated today for my whole being totally unaware of what's going on around San Diego State basketball. I mean, like, dude, seriously, I am right now. My mind from a sports perspective is on NFL football, NBA basketball, college football,
soccer.
Well, certainly my own sporting life of my kids' soccer and field hockey and JV basketball and JC football. I mean, all four of my kids are involved in something. So the start of the college basketball season, not quite on the radar yet. And I feel like I did a great job of making an ass of myself earlier today by not knowing jack squat about what was going on with San Diego State.
Yeah, it's all good, dude. Don't worry about it. It's November. Yeah, I think I genuinely think most people are not aware of.
I didn't even know.
I think they were aware they were playing, but like aware of their schedule, I doubt it very much. Sorry, I got distracted.
I only keep track of players who are going to get drafted in the NBA. So I got Kentucky.
I got sent an Instagram reel of a girl that lives in San Diego that's showing that some freeway in San Diego had some sort of truck
throwing out money on the five.
Five.
On the 5 freeway in Carlsbad, an armored truck had an accident, and a bag of money flew out of it and crashed on the freeway, and money flew everywhere and completely caused a huge backup.
I'm sending it to myself right now.
I've seen this happen before. Let's take a look at this. So everybody stopped in the middle of the freeway and picked up cash.
Is that legal?
I wouldn't have been recording. I'm picking up cash, bro.
Yeah, girl.
Is that legal?
No.
No.
To steal the money?
No, the cops will come get you. That's why she should put her camera down.
Aren't those are those bills marked? Like, don't they know where it's going?
No, that's a lie. Don't ever believe that. You can spend that money. You just can't get caught by the cops picking it up.
Would you pull over on the freeway to try and pick up all this cash?
It looks like dollars. If it was hundreds, I'd do it. These are all dollars.
Yeah, I can't. I know. They look like ones.
Listen, you know what that means. You get them ones in your hand.
Yeah, I know what that means for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude's getting fired.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Damn.
So the door must have flew open or something, because the car looks like it's okay.
I'm with you. If it was hundos, I'm pulling over. $1 bills.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, I'm not some snob, but that, I mean, you got this like clump full of money that's probably like $40.
Man, guess what? That's beer for the night.
That's true.
I'll wash that money.
Imagine like you're lucky and you have a broom in your car. You're just like, let's do it, bro. Let's freaking sweep this up. Santa's sack.
All of it.
I can't believe San Diego State's playing basketball or playing football tonight. You know, I hate these Friday night college football games. You know, especially Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Like, who's watching?
What's the best time to play? Friday night's a great time to play. I don't get why college football doesn't play more games on Friday night.
Because high school football plays Friday night.
And play on Thursday, kids.
And so a lot of coaches scout high school football on Friday night, number one. And number two, you know, it's just sort of a tradition, you know, high school football's Friday, college football Saturday.
Don't tell ESPN that.
No, ESPN plays college football on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you name it. They play college football, right? Like, we don't care if it's football, put it on TV. High school, college, don't matter.
If you're San Diego State, dude, it's like you're always wanting the eyes on you, right? There you go. Tonight, you got eyes on you tonight. You got eyes on you next week when you play Boise on CBS.
Yeah,
I'm saying like you're not competing against other television stuff.
I understand, but can I ask you a question? 8:30 at night, how many people are watching San Diego State UNLV here? Forget about the East Coast where it's 11:30 at night.
Well, hopefully the voters, they take their responsibility seriously.
Psych.
Yeah, they don't.
Psych.
They don't take their serious. They don't.
Matt Ariza for Heisman.
That's great. There should be a full campaign. Matt Ariza is the greatest punter in the history of college football. He should win the Heisman. Forget about the Ray Guy Award, that is. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen. Hey, to everybody who's still watching and everybody who's still listening, I want to just say another great week. Really appreciate everybody's support. You know, next week we go into the holidays. We're going to be on the air Monday and Tuesday. We're giving the guys off on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll come back the following week. We'll end up, in fact, the following week's going to be really cool, because you know how like Friday is Black Friday and people start going to stores and they start doing their holiday shopping?
It's a sale Friday. It's a sale Friday.
Okay. Next Friday after Thanksgiving is called White Friday. Okay.
That works for me.
Brown
White Friday. Yeah. And no, because you'll offend somebody else if it's Brown Friday. So we'll call it White Friday. And next Friday is White Friday and people start doing their shopping and stuff. The following week, we're going to start to introduce great friends who have products that will make for great holiday gifts. And the reason we're going to do this is because you guys are all going to be looking for great holiday gifts. And we've got a whole bunch of listeners who are in business here in San Diego that have gifts that you may not know about that you're like, that's a great idea for a gift. I want to support a great friend. That's really cool. So like, we've got this one guy coming in from this robe company. We've got this other guy.
I love robes.
Yeah. This guy's got a robe company he's been pitching me on. I've got them all written down here, all the different companies that we're doing.
Do we get one of these robes?
You know what? He wants to give us all a bunch of robes, as a matter of fact.
I'll take a robe.
I'll do a show in a robe.
Me too. Oh, I'll do it. I need some models. Ladies, I'm looking for some models for a modeling opportunity.
I've got...
That sounds creepy.
It did. I've got a whole bunch. I've got a bunch of different companies. One is like a water bottle that has an app connected to it, so you make sure that you're drinking enough water during the day. One is a piece of jewelry that ladies would love.
Can we get all these gifts?
You know what? I'm going to try and get them for us.
We should get all these gifts so we could have them and then give them to our ladies or whatever the hell Browner has. And then, you know.
Well, Browner's going to need like 5 or 10 of them each gift.
I got a trough.
Yeah, he got a lot of ladies.
He needs a Brink truck full of them.
That's true.
Yeah.
As long as the door don't fly open.
All his ladies fly out.
Don't nobody picking up all my girls up on the freeway like that.
All his Susan B. Anthony's go flying out the back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I do feel you. All right, listen, Browner, I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Alex, did we give away that 4-pack of tickets to Music Box?
Was I supposed to?
Well, I thought we put it out there on Twitter yesterday that we were going to.
I didn't put it on Twitter.
No, not you. We said on the air, the person who tweeted. Okay, forget it.
If Brent got it, he got it. I was never instructed to handle a winner, so I didn't even think about it.
Forget about it. Who cares? Browner, I'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah. Grande, have a great weekend. Let me know about that grill from westcoastbbqshop.com. Yeah. And to everybody who's watching and listening, we appreciate your support. Support our sponsors. We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe and peace out.
Peace.